There's a lot of applause in the other room over there, but you just can't hear it because we're in a soundproof studio. But Moses Hogan, that was upbeat, okay? The spiritual, Do Lord Remember Me. You don't look nervous at all. I mean, probably because most of you are old hands at this, right? I mean, you did this last year, no big deal, right? You know, I want to also mention to those of you who are watching this and want to make a comment on our Facebook page at WRTI Music, tell us where you're from. Very important, because I know last year we had 3 international comments from people. Your heads didn't swell up. You weren't tripping over your egos or anything.
We talked about it a lot.
I had a feeling. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. You really, and the soloists, how about the quality of these soloists? How many of you can solo like that? I mean, is it like a rotating thing where anybody can do this?
It's not, but a lot of them wanted to do it. And the 4 people who did get it, if you don't mind me introducing them very quickly.
Please.
Is, if you would just raise your hand, Alita Lassiter is right there.
Great job, Alita.
Followed by Colin Coney.
Colin, bravo.
Followed by Avery Hirsch right over here.
Avery, great job. That was great.
Bringing it home was Frank Tucker right back.
Yay, Frank. All right. That was great. You are fantastic. Now, a lot of people, I think, are going to be wetting their chops here trying to figure out this new arrangement that doing.
Yeah.
So this will be a kind of a prelude to only you WRTI listeners and viewers on our Facebook page, WRTI Music, if you missed it the first couple of times. A prelude to the Silent Night Sing-In, which will be at 6 o'clock on Monday, 2nd annual.
That's right.
And just as this was a major event, the Wissahickon High School Camarada last year, the Silent Night Sing-In was a big hit too.
It was.
So we are going to be treated now a little preview of the great John Conahan's arrangement of Oh Come All Ye.
Right.
Did I overstate the case?
No.
Oh, there
I think
you
so.
Go.
Fantastic, isn't he? What's it like working with a star like him? I don't know if I saw a lot of persuasive faces. All right, go for it. Here we go, the new arrangement of O Come All Ye Faithful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but if you weren't in the mood for the season before that, I think you are now. At least I know I am. An arrangement by Philadelphia's own composer and choral conductor John Conahan of the famous carol O Come All Ye Faithful. And these, switching some places, some of them. Did you see that? Did they think they were pulling a fast one on me here or what? The Wissahickon High School Camerata. That was beautiful. Will you be there at the Silent Night Sing-In?
Yep, of course.
I hope so. I know you were there last year. You were on the stairs. At least some of you were. How many professional courses are going to be there on Monday?
That's a good question. We have people from a lot of the Philadelphia professional choirs who have chimed in saying that they're coming to support us. I could name a number of them. The really exciting part is that when I saw how many people we were signed up as of last night, we had already blown past last year's number, which was 1,291. We
About 1,400 now, I think.
You got it right on the money. We got about 1,400, and we're hoping to get some more people to come.
Yeah, I mean, you really ought to be there. Come to sing. Come just to enjoy the how do you put it, the spiritual quality of it. It's such a contentious time in which we live, you know. We're so combative and so confrontive and so divided in so many ways, but is there anything more powerful than music to bypass all those things that differentiate us and go straight to the heart, straight to the human soul?
You just put your finger on exactly what this is for. This is for connecting everyone, no matter where you're from, no matter what your ability levels are, no matter how invested you are. This is a matter of connecting. And that whole time last year, that was what could be felt throughout the entire hall in Kimmel Center, was that connection to each other. And that was the camaraderie that was happening throughout the whole night. We're looking for that again, and I think we're going to get it on a big, big way.
I think so, too. You be a part of it there, dear listener. We're looking forward to seeing you there, 6 o'clock on Monday. But please go to our website, wrti.org. There are details you need to read about, because you don't just want to stray in and say what's happening. You know, you have to have a map first before you want to take a couple of routes to get places. I guess not everybody does that. I get stuck behind the ones that have not looked at the map. But anyway, listen, there's a piece that you close your winter concerts with. It's a kind of a Gaelic lullaby.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think our listeners might really appreciate hearing that.
Okay
with you, you'd be like, you'd like to sing that one?
Yes.
Okay, that's very good. All right, here they are, the Wissahickon High School Camerata, John Conahan conducting. Thank you. I think John Conahan composed that. Is that yours? Yeah. Sleep Well, it translates, Gaelic hymn. No matter howling the night comes or the evening comes. Sweet young lady, that was so beautifully sung.
Thank you. Tell me
your name.
Kayla Bean.
How long have you studied voice?
Since I joined Camerata in my sophomore year.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Well, you are, that is so musical and so beautifully lyrical.
Thank you.
You were really wonderful.
Tell Greg what you grew up doing that was Irish.
I did Irish dancing for 11 years. That's still fantastic. Do it for fun. So.
You want to do a dance right now? No, I'm only kidding.
I'm good. Not the right shoes.
I know. That was beautifully done. John, that's a beautiful, beautiful. Tell me a little bit about this Gaelic hymn. This is really an amazing thing.
I wanted to establish something that we would sing every year at the end of our concert, something that maybe alumni would recognize when they came back, and something that was simple and kind of seasonal, but not based on any religious text. So I thought a lullaby would be a nice way to close it, and I wanted to touch base with my heritage a little bit, so we did a little bit of an Irish lullaby. So they get to sing in Irish and in English.
We
incorporated some candles. It's a nice way to close it.
That is really beautifully done. You know, all of you just sing so beautifully. Well, you're back.
Yes.
Now I know the switch and I know why it took place. The candles were great. The candles were great. I mean, can we pull that out for the last piece that we might want
to
play?
We'll have to check.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, we're building up to something here. Okay. And before we build up any further, Griffin, let me see some comments, because I'm sure that we've heard from several people. We must have. A ton. Too many. But we have to start. Okay, Liz Downey Miller, beautiful job, Wissahickon High School Camerata. Allison Cohn, watching from Pennsylvania, I'm so proud of all of you. Anissa Wormers, yes, Kayla, you are so great, sending my love to you all. Stephanie Lynn, best solo ever. Allison Cohn, Trisha Cassidy, beautiful, watching from PMA Insurance. Love you, Kayla, so proud of you. I guess we're all. All right, this is really great. We'll try to get to a few more, you know? I mean, I enjoy reading the comments from people. Anything from out of the country? Joe Pierre Grossi, beautiful, with 4 exclamation points. Laura Elizabeth Camerata, you sound amazing, as always. Those weren't my words, but they are my words. Building up to the Silent Night sing-in, just to build up to this Silent Night carol on its 201st anniversary as of December 24th. How about something festive and seasonal?
Oh, absolutely.
Silver bells, maybe.
Okay.
Can you do silver bells?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
The Wissahickon High School Camerata and John Conahan. Silver bells. Let's see if they really can do it.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear, you silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. You can hear ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, link up bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids munch. This is Santa's big scene.
Yeah.
the Wissahickon High School Camerata, John Conahan conducting, and I don't know, I'm in the mood right now for the season, don't you think? That was fantastic. Silent Night Sing-In, Kimmel Center, Monday, 6 p.m. Go to our website, wrti.org. We just read a comment over here from somebody who said, can't wait for the Silent Night Sing-In. We've had a lot of those. We want to see you there, but we want to remind you that the way this all got started was with John Conahan's new arrangement of Silent Night last year. So we want to hear it again now as a prelude and invite you to be there to sing it with us and who knows how many, maybe 1,500 or 2,000 people. But I guarantee you it'll be one of the most magic evenings. And as for you all, you know, you're back by popular demand because you were such a big hit last year. And you have not disappointed, and I'm just amazed at how cool and calm and relaxed you are. Must have something to do from the coaching you get, you know? No? Yeah, look. Look, check this out. Have a look. See? All right. Yeah, he'll remember it. Silent Night, John Conahan's arrangement of it, and here is a performance again by the wonderful Wissahickon High School Camerata. Mm-hmm. Miraculous, isn't it, when you think how 201 years after it was first performed on a snowy Christmas Eve in Oberndorf bei Salzburg in Austria, that it finds its way to us right here. Isn't it really something? It speaks of the humanity that lives in all of us, if we can reach it, tap it, bring it out somehow. But Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, the lyrics of Josef Mohr and the music of Franz Gruber from 1818. And yet here we sing it and we're moved by it. This wonderful, beautiful Wissahickon High School camarada, so cool and poised and beautifully trained. They know it. Look at that. And John Conahan. Look, Griffin, can we see? I have a couple of minutes. There were two comments here that I wanted to mention. The first one is Henry Londrigan, because I think these comments say it better than I can. Henry Londrigan says, such maturity from such a youthful choir. The future of music is looking very bright. Thank you. And Teresa Napoli, beautiful, she says. The personality of this group radiates the spirit of the season, and they are so well coached. Merry Christmas to all of them watching in Mickleton, New Jersey. I love you. I really do love you all. You really made my day last year. I thought it was the most fun kind of performance studio thing because at WRTI, we believe in young people. Young people are so important. And every time I feel like I'm losing hope, by what happens around me, I meet young people like this. And I see what they do, and I see the application and the dedication and the soul they have. I mean, you're really wonderful, and I appreciate it, and I know our listeners do too. Come and sing Silent Night with us. I'll be there. John Conahan will be there. You may find them on the stairs to the right as you walk in off Broad Street. I'm not really sure at the Kimmel Center, but go online, wrti.org, read about it, sign up. Doesn't cost you anything, and show up, 6 o'clock. John, it was great.
Thanks, Greg.
Wonderful.
This is wonderful.
I said I'd be off by 12:45, so.
We're good.
Okay,
all right.
We're looking pretty good. Thank you very much. Listen, Deborah's been working hard to put together a fantastic request show. So I'm gonna send that back to Deborah in the studio and she'll kick that off. And thank you for joining us here. And we will see you again here probably next year, right?
I hope so.
Okay, I hope so too. Have a great one.